Philippians 1:17. Michael, I'm glad to see you come with us. Amen. Don't get mad with me because I don't want to say it again.
You go ahead, Arthur.
Amen.
Mind you, God.
When I make people mad, I don't want to say it for years. First chapter and the 17th verse.
But the other of love.
The other of love.
Knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel.
For the defense to laugh of the gospel. To make it sure, I am against people for the rest.
Alright.
But I am set
for the defense
of the gospel.
Alright now.
I'm going to defend what I believe.
Alright. That's right. Amen.
If you can't defend what you believe, don't preach it.
Alright.
You're quiet now.
All right.
One time, church at my church, they want to ordain me at an early age, and they ordained the deacons and other people, and I said, no, I'm not ready to be ordained.
All right.
People were wondering, I could preach now, yeah. Quote scriptures, but I refuse my ordination.
All right.
They wondering why. I said, I'd rather be able to defend the gospel without a license than to have a license and can't defend it. Amen. Because see, when you get up here and you're representing God's representative, and you are preaching the word of God, you don't know who gonna question you. Who gonna get mad and try to contradict you? And you got to know your book. And when I say I haven't met my test yet, a lot of folks want to preach and be pastors, but I'm gonna tell you, you better watch what you're saying, because you're gonna meet something down the road. Hallelujah. You're going to be tried and tested to find out what you know. And they might not know nothing, but they want to find out what you know. And you can't defend the gospel, you don't know nothing either. Come on, Jay, come on, Jay. I tell them real quick, there ain't nothing. I'm going to start right for the holding it. And you think that's what I did that? I was in a lot of other things, but I couldn't find what I needed until I got into this. I slow down today.
Hallelujah.
These young men, they are diesel engines. Y'all know what a diesel engine is? No, y'all know nothing. You hear the engine come down the track going womp, womp, womp. You don't see no smoke, or you see womp, womp, womp. That's a diesel. It don't take no time to get up the energy.
All right.
But an old steam locomotive. You gotta put some coal in the barn. More coal you put in the barn, the steam will stay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Up upper room, something happens in the upper room. Are y'all listening to that? There's power in the upper room. I'm getting full of after myself.
All right.
The well is going to come to an end.
Yeah.
that shortcuts me, I want to y'all might want to go eat again. So they're saying that Jesus didn't mean what he said. And he promised he wasn't coming back no more. And I begin to read my Bible. Like we should, we now should. And I said, I can show you where Jesus came to earth before he was born of the Virgin Mary.
Amen. That's right.
Well, when I go back to the first book of Genesis,
it
said the voice of God come walking in the cool of the evening. Who's Jesus is the voice of God. It's kind of
funny.
So he came walking, conversing with man in the cool of the evening. No, help me now. I can't preach it all the day. Then another time, I believe, he came when they mended, he was a pillar by night. And some of us by day, fire by night, and cloud by day, whatever. And then another time he came, y'all ain't with me. Three Hebrew boys put into the fire in front of me. Somebody put some shovel on the coal. I mean coal on the shovel. And he came and said, except you bow down and worship this idol, come on, I'm going to put you in a fire. He was talking to three young men. But he forgot about the fourth one. And when they got to the place after the interrogation, they said, okay. We're not careful to answer you on this matter. God can deliver us. If he will, he will deliver us. And if he don't, know this one thing. The God we serve, he's able. He put them boys in the furnace. Then he came back and looked in the furnace. Said, wait a minute now. I know I can count. I'm just having a bit. One, two, three. We know we put them in there. When I see somebody I didn't put in there. And he said the fourth one looked like. Listen to the words, look like the Son of God. Now, hide in this head and king. Look and recognize what the Son of God looked like. He would serve a whole lot of God. Come on now. With no drawn picture in, I don't know how he looked like. What he looked like. When the answer came plain, I went on to the New Testament. Jesus said, Peter, whom the men say I am the Son of Man. The song says, yes. Jeremiah, one of the prophets. But now I want to know who you say I am. You need to hesitate to doubt the Christ, the Son of the living God. Has not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it unto you. What you say, the same God that revealed to Peter who Jesus was.
Oh! from God, not in the time to come back to God. If you're standing, you come and receive prayer. If that one night, everyone is standing now, everyone is standing now. Praise God. If that one night, praise God. Amen. You feel like you're falling by the wayside, come and get prayer. Get that one. Get that one. There is no one. Clap your hands and listen to me.
God said, I will meet with the children of Israel.
Hallelujah.
At the altar.
Yeah.
And he said, I sanctify the altar. Thank you. Thank you. Lord God, as we come at this time now, we come to you because you are our source. Everything we do depends on you. Without you, we can do nothing. Look upon those across the line. Whatever their needs are, you can supply. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen them within. Heal that which needs to be mended. In the name of Jesus. Have them resist the adversary who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Like the Bible said, like the songster said, I refuse to let nobody steal my joy. I'm going to praise you for what you already done.
Hallelujah.